Just like you to take your Bibles, and we're going to look at a very familiar psalm tonight. Maybe a psalm that you can quote from memory. And that's Psalm 100. Psalm 100. As I was thinking about coming to camp, I was asking the Lord, well, what's a good way to start off? You know, I know where I'd like to go, but how do we start? How do we start? What's a good way to start? And something came to me that a word or a thought that we've heard often, and we hear it often at the beginning of a camp period. And it's on the front of this little book that we have, Pilgrim Songs. It's Heavenly Joy on Earth. And that word joy came to me, and the thought of, that there should be joy in serving Jesus. And I know you've heard that before. But as we read this psalm, let's see if it says anything about that. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Just five short verses that say so much. They tell us about our God. They tell us why we should praise him. They tell us who we are in relationship to him. But this thought of coming into his presence with joy and worshiping him, serving him with gladness. A number of you said you're happy to be here. Well, I trust that after a week you're still happy that you're here. Because it's not always easy. Work is never easy. Well, maybe for some of us. But I'll tell you what will make your job a lot easier and will make life easier is if you learn to be joyful and to do everything with gladness in your heart. To be thankful. Is it hard to be thankful? How many find it hard to be thankful?
Sometimes.
Hard to be thankful? Yeah. How many of you asked the Lord to protect you as you drove here to camp? Anybody pray before you leave? Did you thank the Lord that you got here safely? Did you take a time out and say, Dear Lord, thank you for bringing me here safely? Some of you did say that tonight. Thank you, Lord, for bringing me. You answered that prayer. This thought of serving the Lord, or as the NIV says, worshiping the Lord with gladness, we have a wonderful opportunity in these days to learn that better. We have an opportunity to work with one another. And that you've expressed again, it's nice to see old faces. It's nice to, well, I hope again after a week that you still feel that same way. Because we have a tendency, some people, you know, get on our nerves. You ever say that? That person gets under my skin? Well, no, we don't have that, right? We're all saints. I'll tell you something about being a saint. I read recently that if you want to be a saint in the Catholic Church, there has to be evidence in your life of joy. They have to find proof before they will make you a saint that there was joy in your life. Interesting. Now, I know we're all saints. But if you're really a saint, then joy ought to be manifested in your life. Sometimes we excuse ourselves. You know, I recently took a family vacation, and It was somewhat of the extended family as well, my niece and my sister and my wife's sister. And, well, anyway, make a long story short, they bought me a shirt, a T-shirt. And on the front of the shirt was Grumpy. And it said, "Are we having fun yet?" I don't know why they gave it to me, because I'm just the most happy-go-lucky fellow there is, you know. The one shirt I did want, and they didn't get me, was says, "I'm grumpy because I'm with Dopey." They didn't get that one for me. But I wonder if people looked at your life, would they say, "That's a happy person, that's a joyful Christian"? Would they say that about you? Well, they ought to. They ought to. And what better place than that pilgrim camp for us to learn to live this Christian life the way God intended us to live? You know, if we walk around and say, "This is really hard to be a Christian. I can't, you know..." And at Pilgrim Camp, no less, it's just too much work. They're always asking me to do something more. If we have that kind of attitude and we don't allow the Lord by the Holy Spirit to somehow work into us a joy in serving Him, you know, there's a joy that comes in serving. There ought to be. And as I said, that will make the load so much lighter. You know, do you like being around grumpy people? You know, as soon as I start like a little bit like that, my wife says, "You can't be around the house like that. You have to sing. You have to sing. You can't be in here like that." Why? Because it's contagious, isn't it? When people start complaining and start just, "Oh, this is that and this and that." And some people are just like that. And it's unfortunate because God doesn't intend it to be that way. God wants us to serve Him with gladness, to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. And as we come together, now as you sang tonight, did you truly make a joyful noise unto the Lord, or did you do this? Is that how you sang? Or did you make a joyful noise to the Lord? I mean, it's very practical, isn't it? It's very practical. And I trust in these days that we'll allow God to teach us His ways, and that we can be a help one of another in getting to know the Lord better. As our brother said, we're not interested necessarily in a form or a ritual or an outward religion. We want to know Jesus. Jesus, oh how sweet the name. Jesus, every day the same. Jesus, let all saints proclaim. It's worthy praise forever. And that song goes on. It speaks about that relationship, that name. It dries every falling tear. It cheers my heart. It brings comfort to me. Jesus. And so we want to know Him like that. We want to know Him better. We want to know Him in experience. In our everyday lives, He wants to make Himself real to us. And so this psalm, and it talks about that. "Know ye that the Lord, He is God." Do you know that He is God? That you're not God? That He is God? You need to know that. We need to understand our relationship to Him. He's God. He's the one that made us. We didn't make ourselves. You know, there's a lot of that out in the world. The philosophy of the world says, well, you know, we're gods. We don't, there's no real God. You know, we're gods. No. He made us. Not we ourselves. We are His, what does it say? People. And the sheep of His pasture. He's called us out from the world to be His people. That's a wonderful thought. He's chosen you. He's chosen you to be His very own. And we're the sheep of His pasture. He's our shepherd. He takes care. He provides. He protects. He leads. We're the sheep of His pasture. And then it goes on, it says, "Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, into His courts with praise." Now we've done it, haven't we? Have you done that tonight? Can you honestly say, "I came and I opened my heart, I entered into this place, His gates with thanksgiving, and there was praise in my heart. Wonderful Savior." You're so near. You're so precious to me. My heart is what? Filled with praises to Thee. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, do it for each one of us. And then it says, be thankful unto Him. Bless His name. And why? Not only is He our Creator, not only is He God, but He is good. He is good. Now, I have some people in my congregation, if I say God is good, they say, all the time, brother. All the time, God is good. God is good. And He wants to be good in these 2 weeks. He's not going to change. Didn't we sing that yesterday, today, forever? Jesus is the same. His heart is open towards us. He looks down upon this place and He wants to bless and He wants to work and He wants to show us His goodness. Oh God, You're good. And as we're thankful and as we rejoice and as we praise, we're going to make a way for Him to come. Do you understand that? See, this is where it fits in, that we all have a part in this. We want to make a way for God to come. Praise makes a way for God to come to us. It lifts our eyes from the things around us, the problems, and it lifts our eyes and causes us to look up and to see how great He is and how good He is. And it reminds us of His faithfulness. And it builds our faith, and faith makes a way for God to come. His mercy is everlasting. And His truth, His faithfulness endures to all generations. Hallelujah. And so I am. I'm getting excited now to be here again. Or if my mom was here, she'd say enthusiasm. You need to be enthusiastic. What does that mean? She's coming, by the way, on Monday, so get ready. All right? So long as we are receivers of mercy, we must be givers of thanks. That's Spurgeon. So long as we are receivers of mercy, we must be givers of thanks. His mercies are new every morning. Great is Thy faithfulness. So that means that every day, every morning, I ought to arise and say, thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord, for a new day. Thank You, Lord, that You're with me today. Thank You that You are my strength. Thank You that You are going to help me clean the pots and mop the floor. Yes? And cut the grass. And do whatever I'm told to do. Wow. Will God help us? Yes. Yes, He will. I just came across one more thing in closing. Today is August the 14th. And here's the reading for August the 14th. When unbelievers see Christians sad, as they hold the cup of salvation in their hands, they suspect the wine is not so good as preachers say it is. Get that? When unbelievers see Christians sad as they hold the cup of salvation in their hands, they suspect the wine is not so good as preachers say it is. The feast is made for laughter, Solomon wrote. I am sure God intended His children to be joyful in the feast of Christ's gospel. In the Old Testament, mourners were not allowed to sit at God's table. Since a saint's gloom reflects unkindness on God Himself, how can we recommend His satisfying love if it does not satisfy us? The world thinks the Christian life is depressing anyway, a dry meal where very little wine of joy is tasted. Why will you confirm their deception, Christian? Why should they have your example as evidence against Jesus and His Word, which promises peace and joy to everyone who comes to His table? God forbid that your behavior and mine should hold forth the word of life and demonstrate the reality of it in the eyes of the world, ever disagree or throw doubt on His word. A practical testimony from Christians' lives has great authority over the consciences of men to persuade them of gospel truth. They can believe it is good news when they can read it clearly in a cheerful light. Did you get that? The gospel is good news when they can see it clearly in who? In you and in me. When unbelievers see Christians sad as they hold the cup of salvation in their hands, they suspect the wine is not so good as preachers say it is. If traders to the Indies return poorer than they were when they began, it will be hard to convince others to venture to that place, regardless of how many golden mountains might tower there. Christians, do not give unbelievers reason to imagine by seeing you limping through the race that they must forfeit happiness if they become Christians and spend the rest of their lives in a house of mourning with a team of losers. Now, the interesting thing, this was written like in 1700. Is Christ's gospel full of abundant life or not? Then do not go into debt with the world to soak up its carnal benefits. You need never leave God's house to be made glad. Amen. So, are you a joyful Christian or not? By God's grace, may these 2 weeks together produce in us a holy joy as we work together, as we pray together, as we worship together, as we serve together. May we all grow in grace and allow that fruit of the Spirit, joy, to be manifest among us. Now, my daughter is Caitlin, and she's here tonight, and see, her watch just beeped. And you know what that means. It's 9 o'clock. She's got it set to keep me on track. So let's pray together. Hallelujah. There is joy in serving Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Sister Mary, would you pray with us, please?
Lord, we're so thankful. We want to be thankful. Yes. And if we're not thankful, help us.
Yes.
But Lord, we do want to say thank you for bringing us here safely, for giving us a heart to want to keep you and or serve you, or both, oh God. We just pray this 2 weeks will be filled with your presence. Your help, your hand guiding us, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Helping
us
be joyful in every good work we put our energies to, oh Lord. And again, we pray for those campers that are coming.
Yes, Lord.
Save each
yes,
soul, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Help Lord. Those yes, that Lord. Need healing, yes, within Lord. And without, oh God. Strengthen every counselor. Give wisdom in every corner of the
world. Hallelujah.
To both worker, helper, and camper, oh God. We just look to you. Thy will be done, thy kingdom come, here at Silver Camp, and in our own hearts also. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.